listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Max, Max and Friends, only on LA Talk Radio. I'm so glad you're here tonight. Rise and shine. Get up if you're sleeping. I want to talk to you tonight. So everyone, here's the deal. We've got an amazing show for you tonight. I've got a psychic coming on in just a little bit. We're so excited to have her here. We're going to open the lines if you want to call in to 323-203-0815. Call in just a bit, because first we're going to talk to her, set up the scene, let you all know what we're into. It's going to be a promising, fun show, I can tell you that right now. Before we get into that, I've got to tell you what an amazing week I've had. Weekend, just alone. We were at Candlewood Lake. Fun place to be. Went up to Washington, Connecticut. Great little restaurant. GW Tavern. If you're going up that way to Connecticut and you want a place to go, GW Tavern is the place to eat. A fun, fun time. On top of that, not only do we have a good time at GW Tavern, but we went to a couple of really great stores. I'll let you know their names because I forgot them right now. I've got to go through my notes. I'm just so excited that we're going to have a psychic on. I think that's so promising for the show and a fun thing to have on. So another note is that I've got to take my lifesaver out of my mouth because there's no one in the studio with me because everyone's in another studio in another place or over the phone. So everyone, welcome again. This is Max Tucci, your host. You're listening to The Max, Max and Friends, right here on LA Talk Radio, the only place to be. Go on Twitter, twitter.com/Max Tucci. Find me there. You can read all my updates, so I don't have to tell you what I'm doing because you'll follow me. All right, so on that note, here we are. There's a great place in Connecticut that opened called the Beachside Barber. My dear friend, her name is Denise. She opened up a fantastic salon. My mom went there, and she said, called me like a minute later and was like, Max, I just had my reading by this psychic. She's amazing. You have to have her on your show. So without any further ado, Nicole, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you, Max?
Good. I'm so happy to have you on. My mom has been raving about you since you've done her reading.
Well, that's good.
So I want to welcome you to the show, and I want you to explain quickly what kind of psychic you are, what exactly your intuition tells you. Is it intuition? Are there spirits? How do you do your thing?
Okay. I'm what they call an empath. So there are different kinds of psychics. Some people see things, some people hear things, and some people feel things. Empaths feel things. And so it's usually just like a feeling for me. I'm also an artist, and I've created a board, and people throw charms on it. So it's like a painting of mine, and people throw charms on it, and I interpret that. And I also have a deck of cards that I created from my paintings, and I use that as well. Typically during a reading, I would just kind of get an overall view. Sometimes mm-hmm. people from the other side come through, but I don't really market myself. That would be a medium. I don't market mm-hmm. myself as a medium, but
that's
it
like
happens sometimes.
Ghosts,
and when
right?
it does, I'm just open to it.
That's like Goldberg.
Well, no, ghosts are, well, I when they're on the other side, they've gone to the light.
Okay.
So they're, I don't really
like
consider
that
them
TV
ghosts.
Show. Okay.
What's that?
There's that TV show that's out there now with the mediums that they, like, people are in the audience and all of a sudden, like, the dead will speak to the person that's there. So that's kind of the vibe you get
okay.
sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Cool. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to open up the line. So if people want to call, I strongly suggest people, if you're looking to find out if your boyfriend is going to fall in love with you or if you're going to get him back or whatever, don't call. Call a therapist. Actually, we have Tamara on later in the show, our sexpert. So if you want your sex questions answered, that's separate. But first, if you have any real questions that need answering, you know what? We're here for you. So on that note, we've got a caller on already. I know who it is. Caller, you're live. Who's this?
Hello.
This is my mother. Mom, hi. Listen, we've got Nicole on. Why don't you tell her what a great reading she did for you?
Oh, my God. I was amazed.
I mean, I was a bit skeptical, you know, and I mean, I've never met her before. She didn't meet me, knows nothing about me. We go, our friend, actually, a mutual friend of ours, Denise, opened up her barbershop in Fairfield. It's called Beachside Barber. And she had a little party and a little opening party, and there was Nicole, and there I was in this little room. And all I know is that she's telling me things that I just couldn't believe. I mean, she is fantastic. Truly unbelievable. I mean, I really recommend going to get a reading. She is fantastic. Just
well,
loved
she's
it.
She's on the
just
show right it. Now. Nicole is here, Mom. And, you know, for you to call me and be like, I met a psychic who's unbelievable is, like, so rare. So I was like, who is this Nicole? And I've got to get her on the show right away. So we're here. So
okay.
Actually, Mom, you can say hi to Nicole because she's live on the air.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm well, thank you. How are you? I'm still in a state of shock that you told me. It was amazing. Absolutely. When I sat down and you said to me, Nantucket, and I'm going, where is she getting this from? You know, that's between you and me, but it was amazing, amazing. You're fantastic. I can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
All right, Mom. Well, thank you so much for your testimony, because you know what? Testimonies are always a great thing. I'm glad that you came on my show, because I know we're cutting into your Turner Classic Movie time. So get back to your shows there. What's on? What are you watching, Mom? Anything special? Or
Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Oh, my goodness. I just love the both of them. What great actors.
All right. Enjoy your evening, Mom. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Have a great night.
Okay. Bye, Nicole. Bye. See you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Nicole, my mom is in love with you. She all night at dinner tonight, she was talking about it.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Anyway,
that's good.
Yeah, she's fun. But I would love to know, you know, I've had a psychic on my show before, Tony Leroy. Great guy. And he's like, do you want me to tell you stuff on the show about you? I'm like, my life's an open book, so why not? So I don't know if there's anything, because I know you and I are going to do a proper reading this week. But just off the bat, is there anything that you feel intuition for me-wise that you need to tell me about?
Well, a couple of things. I feel like you're able to manifest really easily with your thoughts. And what I like about you is that you have a nice balance between, like a playfulness, but also an aggressiveness and assertiveness. So you know how to get what you need done, but you do it in a fun and playful manner, which is why you manifest so easily, your desires, you know? But you're going to be stepping into like unfamiliar territory, which is going to be exciting for you. You're going to be starting something new, something that you haven't tried before.
Exciting. Ooh.
Yeah.
I've got a big smile on my face.
I get a lot of travel for you. I think that that's really important. And
well, you know, I'm an
it's
Aquarius.
Almost like okay.
I love to travel. I have to be wherever I can be at once, I'll be there. So you're dead on with the travel.
Excellent.
I love it.
Okay. The travel is really important because it gets you out of your comfort zone, and then you start to formulate new ideas, and that's your inspiration. It's like you have to follow the muse and just kind of go with the flow of things.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you feel?
I get a lot of combination things. Do you remember your dreams?
Always. I have
okay,
the most
do you write
intense
them down?
Dreams. All the time.
Excellent. You bring your dreams, you make a bridge between your dreams and your reality. So your reality becomes like extraordinary because you're pulling things in from dream time. I think that it's important for you to kind of use it as like a creative tool. I don't know, like I read about a guy who I think he wrote Treasure Island, but he would go to sleep at night and then wake up and like write what he dreamt of, and it basically was narrating what he had dreamt. But for you, it's like, you come up with these ideas and then you go and do them.
And you know what's so amazing? I'll tell you a quick story. Because I've been working on this project for a long time, and I couldn't find the answer to how I was going to get it. And what happened was I had this dream. I literally woke up, and I had the answer in my dream. I wrote it down. I emailed the person that was going to be the help, the link to me getting this project complete. And my dream was totally the one, you know, I heard her name. I saw her face. I woke up, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I shot her an email first, and then I called her. And literally a week later, she's the person that completed the project. And it was all because my dream had provoked me to call her. It was amazing. So you're so right with that, because my dreams are literally like movies.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
I love it.
That's awesome.
So
yeah.
Now...
do you want me to continue,
I would love to continue, but you know what? If you want, we have a caller on. And if you feel anything for the caller, great. If you don't, I know it's not like people don't call in, because this is not Dionne Warwick's Psychic Friends Network. This is really, this is a real thing. And if you don't get answers tonight, I'm going to give you all the information for Nicole. You can get in touch with her. So we've got a caller on. You're live on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Derek.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Nicole?
Hanging in there. I'll just start and tell you what I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
Are you there?
Okay. I'm here.
There's a couple of things going on. I feel like one of the things that you have a hard time communicating, you're going through a challenging time right now, and it's hard for you to express yourself sometimes, like about feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay. It's time for you to step more into your power and to assert yourself more. And I know that that's going to kind of be a challenge for you, because you're going to need to be more more assertive, more aggressive. And you're going to have to really, like, open up your mouth more.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have a specific question you wanted to ask?
Sure. What about, like, career-wise?
Okay.
And everyone in this pause, Nicole's gathering information. So, sorry for that. Sorry, Nicole.
Okay. No worries. I feel like there's going to be, like, a new location for you, work-wise. Yeah. And there's a lot of sun around it, so it's a good thing.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right, Derek. Okay, well, thanks so much for calling. Do you have a last question you want to quickly get in?
No, I think that's good.
Cool.
Thank
you very much. Have a great night, Derek. Great. Well, Nicole, fascinating. People are definitely intrigued. You know, the last psychic I had on was a couple months ago, and I was just telling Nicole, everyone, before this show tonight, I'm like, people get really weary about calling. Like, they get really scared or shy and stuff, but I'm thankful for all my calls. So thank you guys for calling in. 323-203-0815 is the number here. We've got Psychic Nicole. She's going to be the psychic to the stars after this show, because we're going to promote her so much. I love helping people. So anyway, Nicole, this is a perfect opportunity to let people know how to get in touch with you. So how can we find you?
Okay, you can call me at 203-414-9934, or they can email me at ReikiNick, ReikiNIC, 71 at sbcglobal.net.
Perfect. Everyone, that number again to reach Nicole. And please don't call her this is a serious thing. So if you want to joke around, then call Dionne Warwick. But if you don't, if you really want to find out what's going on, Nicole's number is 203-414-9934. Use that number in discretion, and remember that it's a private number, so don't be waking her up at 4 o'clock in the morning with questions. But anyway, if you want more information, you can call me. you can call me. Don't call me because I'm not going to give you the psychic questions, but email me, max@maxtucci.com, and I have no problem forwarding them on to Nicole. So, Nicole, any other vibe you feel for me?
For you?
Yeah.
I feel like that you're going to be I'm getting more like a family reunion kind of thing. Is there a party or something going to be happening soon?
Actually, I'm going to Florida, and I'm going to see my cousins from Canada down there. So yeah,
excellent.
In about a week.
Okay. This feels like really, really good to kind of reconnect with these people. I don't know. I'm not really sure what you're going to get out of it, but it's going to kind of fit another piece of the puzzle in for you as to what you're working on. It might be something like casually dropped in conversation, but you'll kind of pick up on what you need to get for your work, actually. So it's like it's a double blessing. You get to enjoy family and have a good time, but someone like fits in a piece for you.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I'm so grateful that you're on my show tonight because I know that it's a fun thing to have your future read for you or to, you know, the unknown that everyone wants to know. So it's fun to have you here. Now, we've got Tamara on, and Tamara is actually, she's our sexpert, Nicole. She's on my show often, and she's on because I know Tamara has a question for you. So, Tamara, welcome to the show. You're live on Max and Friends with Nicole. What's up, Tamara?
Hi, Max. Hi, Nicole. My goodness, I am just enjoying myself thoroughly, just listening to you. Bless your heart. One of my favorite shows is that Ghost Whisperer. And I love the way she just gets quiet. She taps in. And that's kind of the feeling I'm getting from you with your gift. I mean, what a blessing you are to so many people to just be able to tap in. I think that is truly, truly incredible. So thank you. And I had a question. Is there something? Yes. Is there something that you have a feeling about me in regards to, you know, career or anything like that?
Okay. Let's see. Career. I like what you're doing where you are. I like that you're kind of like planting seeds and making things grow and in the location that you're at and doing what you're doing. You're kind of reaching for, you're reaching higher where you're at. And that feels really, really good. I also like that it seems that you bring, I feel like you bring some kind of healing to men.
Yes.
There's this, I don't know what it is, but you bring a healing to men. It's you help them to understand something or you communicate things in a certain way that helps them to be more open.
Oh my God, Nicole, that is so true. That is so true. You know, because I really love them. And I think that they're so misunderstood by women, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you really tap in when you're doing your work. And you kind of, you look beyond status, how they present themselves, how you look beyond all of that and you try and tap into who they are and you communicate that in a way that's really gentle. And I like that.
Nicole, that is so true. Oh, my God. I love that. Thank you.
Tamara's got chills.
I do. I do.
I can sense them. I can sense them. Tamara, hold real quick because we're going to have you on for the remainder of the show because we're going to talk about psychics and then sex right after. So, Tamara, stand by because we've got a caller on. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Okay.
Max, hey, it's Rodney. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a psychic virgin, so I've never talked to a psychic before, so here
what
I am.
What a great show to be on, because we're going to talk about sex after, so but you're not a virgin with sex, you're a virgin with psychics. So, Nicole, how are you? And we've got Rodney on the line calling from Florida.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm just kind of touching base here to see what you had in mind that you're saying for myself.
Okay. And for a general overview, okay. I'm getting relationship for you, and I'm getting healing in your relationship. I get like I just get like love. It's all about love for you.
That's actually very good.
Yeah, it is really good because it brings about it brings about new opportunities, and it helps you to have more confidence. So, what would you like to know?
Well, actually, that was kind of interesting right there, to say the least, because there are lots of things always happening in my life. Actually, there was really nothing specific, but I just was just kind of intrigued listening to you talk and having never
talked to this. Can I just tell you a little bit about what I get for you, then?
Oh, sure.
If you don't have a specific...
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Okay. Because I feel like you have, like, this really nice protective thing, and it makes people feel really secure to be around you. You try to sit and be like in non-judgment, and that's like one of the qualities that people really almost like look to you for, because they can say things to you that they can't say to everybody, and that feels really, really good to them. So it's like one of your strengths. You have like you're like a rock for a lot of people.
It's actually funny you say that, because actually I'm a doctor of Oriental medicine. And so I treat people all the time for a whole host of both physical, emotional, and spiritual issues. I also teach meditation with the Chopra Center. So it's actually rather interesting that you say that, because that's, of course, what I do most of the time.
The real healing comes from your non-judgment and your capability of listening. I see you as being able to help people... feel like, I think you just give a sense of deep compassion, and that's where a lot of the healing comes from.
Very interesting.
Amazing. So, yeah, Rodney, how does it feel to have your first reading done?
It felt really good. Yeah, it felt actually very, very good. And that part, what she just did there, was really rather amazing, because, as you know, that's really what I do. So I didn't really, she's never met me. I mean, you know me, but seen me before. And so it actually was really amazing that she would actually pick that up as she did. Really. Very cool.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much, Rodney, for calling.
Thank you.
Give Susie a big hug for me.
Oh, shall do. Okay, you take care.
Have a great
night.
Bye-bye
now.
Thanks, Rodney.
Okay.
Nicole, look at you. That was a home run with Rodney. Rodney's a great guy. He owns a place down in Boca Raton, Florida, and it's called the it's a healing center on Spanish River in Boca, and they do a lot of he's done on me acupuncture, might get my B12 shots there, and he really has a healing touch, and he's an awesome guy and very not judgmental as well.
Nice.
So you got that right. But all right, so everyone, if you want to call Nicole, again, her number is 203-414-9934. And roughly, Nicole, what are your rates when you do readings?
$50 for about a 40-minute reading.
You see, that's a great price, and for someone who can really tap into your spirit and into your being and let you know what's going on, I totally recommend it. My mom, as I said, Nicole, is your number one fan, so I'm so glad that she met you, because you and I are going to have our big reading. So before I let you go, and before I take another caller, if anyone wants to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. That's live to the studios to speak to my psychic on the air tonight, Nicole. I suggest you guys call in, because I'm going to take one more or two more calls. Before I take those calls, though, Nicole, any other vibes you feel for me?
Well, in I get a 2-month time frame for you, and I think then in that 2-month time frame you'll be opening up that new chapter. You know what we were, what I had said before about you know, like kind of really stepping out even farther, and I think it'll be like happening in a 2-month time frame.
So lots of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Have you ever written any articles?
I actually have. That's how this show started. I wrote a travel article called To the Max, and then from the next thing I know, I got a radio show from it. Well, it developed through the through the radio show, through the article.
Yeah. Excellent. I kind of see you doing some more of that. And it might be in a different, like branching off in a different way, but it might open up other doors for you as well.
Great. Yeah, I do love to write articles here and there, so good for that. And that's how my whole show started, was with one travel article that I wrote, and the next thing you know, I developed it into a radio show. So that's how I'm even here. So you're right on with that. So thank you. Now, Nicole, why don't you tell us about your board that you've designed? Because it's, my mom was telling me about it. It's an amazing board, and about the charms involved. Like, how does it operate?
Okay. Well, it happened. I went and I had a reading from a Native American woman who threw bones. And mm-hmm. and she was at a fair, and I was just fascinated with the casting the bones and everything. And I thought, oh, what I'd love to do something like that. And so when I got home, I was like, you know, I was talking to my spirit guides. I'm like, I want to do something like that, but I don't understand what the bones mean or anything. And they're like, you know, you have all these things in your pocket. I always carry around different charms and things, like good luck charms and stuff, and things that just had personal meaning to me. And so my guides told me, you know, get out a canvas, and they told me what to paint, and I painted it, and then they had me take out my charms, and I started using it that night on my friends, and mm-hmm. And over the past few years, it's evolved, and I copyrighted it all, I've recently started reproducing the board and doing classes on the board. I like to teach psychic development, because I think that, you know, most people have the ability, but they've turned mm-hmm. it off for one reason or another. Most people have great psychic ability that they ignore.
Yeah, do you think people are scared of it, or have, like, let religion block them from it? What do you think is the main reason people shut off their psychic intuition, their psychic ability?
Well, I could tell you why I shut off mine.
Right.
And I think everybody's different, but for me, mm-hmm. when I started going to school, I stopped listening to myself. I had to listen to an authority outside of myself, which was mm-hmm. a bell that told me when I could eat lunch or when I could go to the bathroom, you know, and it was like this, like forcing my attention on things that I didn't really care about. School wasn't really very easy for me, and I would find myself like meditating actually, and like just kind of going out of my body when I was in class, which wasn't really good for my grades. But I had a real hard time conforming, and then I went into anxiety and depression, and I finally came to a point where I got so depressed and miserable that I figured, you know what, if I am crazy, I better find out. I should know, right?
Right.
So I just started to like kind of test the theory, and I would write down the insights that I had just so I would remember and be able to go back and see it in writing. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I began. It was an experiment, really. And yeah. I thought, I was really convinced that I was crazy and that I would have to take some serious medication or something. But I found out through the experiment that I wasn't. So I highly recommend even just doing it as an experiment just to see.
Now, my advice to you is, what do you give, like, what would you tell other people who feel they have the ability, but they're scared to prolong it, or they're scared to provoke it and open it up into this world of phenomenon? What do you say to them? Or what do you want to say to them?
Well, I can understand why they would be very afraid, because it changes everything. And you, there's, even though you might be uncomfortable in the way you need to conform, or that things might hurt where you're at because you're not listening, it takes a lot to be able to break out of that.
Mm-hmm. But just do it, right?
Well, I think it's more than just like one. It's like a series. I've gone through a series of, I call them initiations, like to see, mm-hmm. Like I'll get some information. For example, I had a client calling me, and she asked me, she said her brother was very sick, and she asked me, would I call her when he, because he was dying. I want to be there when he dies. You need to call me. And I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. And she goes, I know you can. Please call me. I said, if I can, I will. And I just forgot about it. And it was the middle of winter, and I was meditating. It was late at night, and big snowstorm. And, of course, my guides are waking me up saying, call her. She's got to go to the hospital. And I'm like, there's a big snowstorm out. And my guys are like, you need to call her. And I'm like, there's a big snowstorm, and it's 11 o'clock at night. I don't call people at 11 o'clock at night. And they're like, you said you'd call her. You got to call her. So I did. And I was terrified, because what if she got into an accident, you know? But I had to trust that information. And she got there a half hour before he died, and she got to hold his hand while he crossed over. And that's all she wanted. So it was an initiation, but I had to get over that deep fear of what good people do. You know, good people don't call and tell people to ride out in a snowstorm. You know what I mean?
Especially at 11 o'clock at night. But you know what? It's 11:30 here, and we've got a caller on. So we got one last call for you before we let you go. So caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
This is Shaquita.
Hey, Shaquita. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Surprise.
Shaquita, we've got our psychic on tonight, Nicole. Do you have a question for Nicole?
Do I have a question for Nicole? Yes. What's in the future for the world's most talented drag queen?
Money.
What did she say?
Yep.
She
You're
said
stepping
money.
Towards money. Money.
Oh, I like that. I like that prediction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Money and heels.
Now, lots of it.
You're a sex psychic? Or
no, we've got Tamara. We've got Tamara on, our sex therapist, after. But Shaquita, I want you to stay on the show.
Psychic.
No, that's my... I've got two people on tonight. We're multitasking tonight. But you know what, Shaquita? Stay on the line, because what we're going to do is we're going to have you on the show with Tamara, our sex expert. But before we do that, Nicole, I've got to say thank you so much, because it's been such an amazing show having you on and reading for people. And I really believe that, you know, people, if you want to know what's going on in your future, Shaquita just got called in and found out she's got money coming to her. But other than that, I would love for you all to get in touch with Nicole, 203-414-9934. Her reading prices vary, so before you ask her what reading to have, ask how much she costs so you're not surprised at the end of the call or whatever it is that you're going to do. Nicole, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And before I let you go, Nicole, do you see anything happening for the network here, LA Talk Radio?
Is there another, there's going to be another aspect coming in, almost like a twin aspect, you know, like I think there's going to be another branching out.
Well, I hope there is, because it's a great network, and I'm happy that we're here, and we do need to branch out. We've already started a second channel with a whole another slew of hosts, so there's a lot going on here. So that's dead on prediction.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, good.
Great. All right, Nicole, well, you and I are going to see each other this week. Thank you so much. Do you have any words of wisdom before you leave?
I don't think so. Thanks, though.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you this week.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Nicole. Bye-bye. Everyone, so that was Nicole, our psychic that we had on the show. amazing predictions that she read for people. Shaquita, yours was money. What's going on? Welcome to the show, Shaquita.
Hey, what's up, LA Talk Radio, Max and friends?
And we've got Tamara on our
sex expert.
So you're in Chicago now?
No, I got back to New York.
You have been busier than a Mexican trying to cross the border. I can't keep
well,
up
kind
with
of
you.
Racist considering I am Mexican.
Well, you know what? And today is the Puerto Rican Day
Parade.
You know, by injection, you pig, you. But today was the Puerto Rican Day Parade, Chiquita. So you got back. Perfect timing for your Latinos. Everybody who's Puerto Rican today, happy Puerto Rican Day Parade. Wave your pride flag with your big Puerto Rican star. And everybody, Boricuas, mi gente, I love you much. So I got to give that shout out. But Tamara, you're on with Chiquita. So you take over for a minute and talk to Chiquita. I need to get a glass of water because my mouth is so dry from all finding out what's going on with my future.
Hey, Tamara, girl.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you, love?
Oh, my God. You were so dead on the last time we spoke. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I was I couldn't trivial with any question.
Wow.
So tonight I'm going to try this one.
Bring it on.
Okay? Bring it on.
You ready? Okay. A straight man walks into a gay bar.
Is this
and
a joke?
Gets hit on by a beautiful black woman. They decide to exchange numbers, and the next day they want to go on a date. Finds out this beautiful black woman isn't really, how can you say, she's a transformer. She's more than meets the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Following me?
Is this the crying game?
No. This is a true story that happened to me last night. I mean, this is a hypothetical question. That could have happened last night in Chicago.
Right.
That could have happened last night in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't really know. So how does the transformer, the woman, the beautiful black woman in quotes, tell him the tea, as we say, tell him the information?
Oh, bless your heart. It's such a delicate, sensitive topic, which is so rich and so juicy that one of the things you're going to want to do is connect with him on what you do have in common. So you want to connect soul to soul. Because basically you want to leave gender out of it just prior to you disclosing. So
okay.
One of the things that he can really wrap his brain around and put his arms around is who you are as a person,
I'm writing this down. I'm writing this down.
Okay, love.
Chiquita, you don't have to worry about writing it down because you know what? All of my shows go into archive, everyone. So you can go to www.latalkradio.com, get all the archives, and listen to yourself on the show because we've got our archives right here. So you don't even have to worry about writing it down. But if you want,
awesome, baby. I know. So you know what? I'll just kind of go over it a little bit slowly, maybe reiterate some things. But one of the really cool things of how we connect human to human is on a soul level. And that's one of the things you really want to identify is what was that first chemistry that brought him to you and you to him? So there was an opening. There was a vibrational frequency that was going on that you can tap into and say, wow, you know, there's something, you know, that's going on between us. You know, what do you suppose it is? What do you think we have in common? And it's a lot of the ways that dolphins communicate with each other, too. They really have no gender-specific preference. They just love to love. So that's one of the things that you can be joyous with is that, Chiquita, you love to love. And you're out there. You're so present. You're just like, hey, you know, who's attracted to this, you know? And obviously he was. So one of the things you really want to uplift him at what he's attracted to. Because, my goodness, you got it going on. And especially with the money thing that's coming in. You go, girl. I think that's awesome.
Maybe he's got the money coming in.
That's right.
I know. That's what I should put on my website. I got money coming in. Who wants to date me?
Well, there you go. There you go.
I don't get a lot of hits.
And then I'm sure a lot of people will make themselves available that, you know, for adoption. You just never know. So,
the next
God
Madonna,
love you.
And
I'm telling you, Chiquita, how can you not bring in money? Because look at the energy you've expanded yourself to contain. I mean, you're a force to be reckoned with. And it is a force that people can't stop because, I mean, the love is just oozing. And it just feels
so good. I'm glad I called in today, aren't I, Max?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You know what, Tamara? I think you need to bring Shaquita on tour with you when you do your lectures.
Oh, my God.
Because how often do you get to have a famous drag queen, blonde hair and tall and talented as Shaquita?
And Shaquita, you're beautiful.
I love it.
You're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you guys so much. Oh. Thank you so
Shaquita,
much.
What, you know, so what, honey, Shaquita, I want to... Yeah, sorry, Tamara. What are we saying?
Oh, go ahead, sweetie. I was just going to... Oh, well, I was just going to finish this question. In that what he can do with this guy is then once that is established, then go, you know, there's more to me than meets the eye. And I'd love to share that with you if you're open for it. There's so much more to my package than what is just visible right here. Yeah, there you go. So, you know, would you like to unwrap the bow? I'm not really sure. So just kind of feel it out and see what he may be open to, because, you know, you'll know by then if he's going, whoa, I don't, you know, go that way or whatever. Or he'll say, well, what do you got? You know, so it can really go either way. But let him connect with you on that soul level. That's so delicious.
Well, Tamara, I think your advice, as always, is spot on. Not that story was about me, actually. Asking about, you know, if it could be, if it could happen.
Sure.
It's hypothetical. Just, you know, for any tranny out there that feels like, you know, they don't know how to approach and tell the guy.
Mm-hmm. And my advice, Shaquita, is
what the real truth is.
You know what, Shaquita, my advice is, after all that, if they're not up for it, make sure you got a switchblade and a can of mace ready.
I think I heard a secret camera's advice, honey. Max. Your advice would be to get me arrested.
No.
Well, what's good is to have both of us.
Can I ask one more
Absolutely.
Quick question?
Absolutely. And before you ask a question, tell everyone what you're up to, because you got so many nights going on now. So what's up with you?
I'm doing Mondays on Fire Island, which is amazing, at Cherry Grove. It's just started. This is the third Monday, and it's crazy. We have a pool party after, where everyone after the show dives into the pool, and it's just insanity. And on a Monday night on Cherry Grove, so that's what I do Mondays. Tuesdays, I host karaoke at Splash
crazy
Bar in New York City, legendary Splash Bar, where celebrities always show up for some reason, Max.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. You and your entourages show up. Right. And then there is Drip. I do this party called Drip at the Grace Hotel in Manhattan. It's in Times Square. And it's so much fun. It's wild. It's crazy. It really is like a Fellini movie with a pool in the middle of Times Square. It's gay. It's straight. It's fun. It's drag queens, aliens, boys, girls, and the pool. So that's my summer schedule. And, of course, Gay Pride is coming up. So that means I'm traveling all around the city, all around the country, and the world, doing some Gay Pride events. So, hey, look out for Shaquita. I might be in your town.
There you go. And if you want to get more information, you can go on. What's your website, Shaquita?
It's actually, you can go to MySpace / Shaquita, SHEQUIDA.
There you go. So what's your question to Tamara?
My last question, Tamara, let's see. Now, you know, I travel a lot, and the one thing I've noticed is the difference between Americans and Europeans. For instance, Americans, when you meet someone, one of the first questions they ask is, hi, what's your name? What do you do for a living? Europeans don't really ask that question. So my question is, do you think sexuality and the way people approach each other affect the way people meet each other? Do you think it's easier for people to hook up in Europe, like Europeans are a little bit more easier than Americans to hook up?
Definitely. And one of the big lines that's very popular with Americans and Europeans is that Americans live to work, and Europeans work just to live. You know, it goes the opposite. So their whole focus tends to be on living. Whereas, you know, Americans are like work, and one of the lower vibrational connections you can have is having that fear-based and security kind of longing for someone else. So it's like, what do you do? Can you support me? Am I secure with you? You know, can I rely on you? Can you take care of me? So that tends to be maybe some of the underlying intention, you know, when it's like, well, what do you do for a living? Almost like sizing up, like, can I count on you to, you know, to take care of me? Whereas over in Europe, I believe that the mindset, I mean, look at how long they take lunches. Good Lord, they even have wine at lunch. I mean, it's like they literally, I mean, they work just to live. And they're all about the connection. They're about, you know, the freedom, you know, in expression. And I love that. I think it's very, very refreshing. And I think when people do travel and experience the difference between the two, it's very eye-opening. And I think you can take a little bit of what works for you in either place that you're at.
Very true.
Does that make sense?
Great. Let me tell you real quick, Tamara. What a great, this is a great part to tell everyone. Delta Airlines can bring you anywhere you want to go. Want to get out of town? More flights and special deals just for you? Go to delta.com. Book now your flights to Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, and South America, and find out what Shaquita is talking about.
It's so true. That, you know, and I think, you know, it's the same thing. Americans have something great about them, and Europeans have something great about them. I wish there was some way to meld the two.
Yes, and I believe that every time you and I do that, it sends out a, like a ripple effect. Because all what it takes is a change of one person to say, you know what, let's incorporate this because it works better. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest differences between like sex and when it comes to rape, when in America, the rape is just like astronomical in compared to over in Europe. It's like less than 1%. You know, rape is almost non-existent over there. And you know why I think that is? It's because they're so free with their sexuality that they don't have to repress it. And I think because us as Americans, we repress it. And when you repress anything, it just, when you put it in the basement of your psyche and it gets malnourished, it just becomes rabid. So when it has an opportunity to just to expose itself, to reveal itself, it just comes out sideways. It comes out diabolical, and it comes out in this control and power form. You know, and us as Americans tend to be a lot more repressed than the Europeans, and that's why they don't have near the problem of rape or anything like that over there as we do.
Oh my God.
Isn't that interesting?
Did you know that, Max?
I did. And actually the rape, well, yeah. I did, and it's a whole – that's another show. That's going to be a whole other show, Tamara.
Yeah. Because we're sitting here speechless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are
but,
so
really,
smart, Tamara.
Oh, baby, Tamara, thank you, sugar. I'm very well read.
Well, I can't read, so that's a problem. I just look.
Well, there you go. We'll see. That's why you have us. We're here.
And literacy – no, I'm kidding. But you know what, Shaquita? Thanks so much for calling in. You got psychic
Thank you
advice.
So much, guys.
You got sex
Always
advice.
Always so much fun with you guys.
And you got to promote. So I'm glad that you were on Monday nights in Fire Island. Tuesday nights, everyone, go to Crazy Karaoke at Splash in New York because Shaquita's got her night there. And, of course, Wednesday night drips. If you want an indoor pool and a hot time, cool off at Drip with Shaquita on Wednesday nights. Was that
Thank
good,
you
Shaquita?
So much, Max. Love you.
All right, have a blessed night.
Thank you so much, Tamara. Have a good night.
Okay, baby.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
All right, so you see, great questions from Shaquita. And you know what, Tamara? Shaquita was the one texting me last time some great questions that you got bang on. So she was, I said, call in. So Shaquita called in to talk to you, and I'm glad she did.
Bless her. I can't wait to, when I meet her, I want to give her a big squeeze. I want to give her a big hug.
You know what? You're going to have to come out to New York sooner than later, Tamara.
Honey, that's what I'm thinking.
Otherwise, we're going to have to pack this circus up and bring it to L.A. That's where I'm supposed to be.
Bring it on. Hey, either way, we'll meet somewhere in between because,
what? I got to let you know, today is the birthday of the United States Army, 234 years old. So happy birthday, U.S. Army. I just got a little update from my friend Gary on Facebook. Everyone, follow me on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com or go right now to Twitter.com/Max Tucci and follow me there because I promised I would give you some shout outs of the places that I told you about. Now, if you're in Connecticut, upstate Connecticut, you've got to go to a fun place called J Sites & Co. Fun place, great store, everything from furniture to jewelry. And Pergola, they're right next door. Two fantastic stores in New Preston, Connecticut. Now, speaking of birthdays in the U.S. Army, before I've got to give some happy birthday shout-outs to Melky Jean. Yesterday was your birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Blessed birthday to you. To Christine, today is your birthday. Happy birthday. To Paul Dean, Jason Preston, Scott, Zelda Kaplan is going to be 94 years old on the 20th of June. Happy birthday, Zelda Kaplan. To everyone else out there whose birthday is this week, and I'm missing. Happy, happy birthday to you. Tamara, what's up? What's going on? Let's talk about sex, baby. We want to wrap this up. Okay. So give me some advice for the week that we can give people.
Some advice about sex. Well, if you're not masturbating, you better be doing it, because it is a wonderful release. Whether you're single, whether you're in a relationship, you can always pleasure yourself. And what better way to share that when you are with a partner, to know exactly what turns you on so that you can share that with your partner. And so explore your body, feel your body, taste yourself if you need to. Just really get in touch. Own your body and love your body, because this is, even though your body's a garage where you park your soul in, you know, it's great just to know it inside and out, so that when you're in a position to be able to connect with someone else, you do it from a place of knowing. So masturbate away.
And you know what? I always say, why do for self what others can do for you? So that's why Tamara and I are great. We are yin and yang, zing and zang. Azunga zunga gazunga zang. But you know what, Tamara? I'm so happy that you were on tonight. It was a fun show. Went by quick, but wasn't it cool to have Nicole on?
Oh, honey, it was great. She was right on with me, too.
I know. I got chills for you, because I know, like, you know, we speak about it after the show.
Yes.
That's going to be a whole other program. Tamara and I are going to bring you after the show. Rocco from FashionNewsLive.com, get your ass back on the air. I know you took some time off, but we're dying and living to have you back. So hurry up and get back where you belong.
Right.
Tamara, I miss you already, and the show's not even over, but I'm going to talk to you after the show, so I'm not concerned.
Okay, babe. It just goes by so fast, because we have such a good connection.
A fun hour. Yeah. It's a fun hour here on LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was my sex expert. She's saying goodnight to y'all, Tamara. Tamara, say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, y'all.
And I'll talk to you after the show, Tamara.
Okay, babe.
And you know, actually stick with me while I close the show. But you know what, everyone? Have a blessed week. It's going to be a fantastic week if you make it one. Summer is here. Be safe. Don't drink and drive, please. Life is too precious. And you know what? Speaking of precious life, if you want to have sex, be smart. Wrap it up, everyone. I'm going to wrap it up there. So this is Max, your host, and Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, guys. Take life to the max. Sam, let's wrap it up and be safe. Good night, everyone. Say bye, Tamara.
Bye. Namaste.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.